We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, rugby fans, and welcome to a very special edition of the DNVR Rugby Podcast. Very pleased to be joined by Andre Simone. How's that, Andre?
Fantastic. Well done.
DNVR's NFL draft analyst and Justin Michael of DNVR Rams as we go through our next stage of our rugby draft. We're drafting a sevens team out of current and former Denver Broncos. I'm excited to get into it, but before we do that, I just want to ask how you guys are doing. How's it going, Dre?
I'm doing great. I'm really excited for this. I'm a draft guy, and I'm a draft guy for all sports. So, like, thinking specifically about this was really fun. You gave me some guidelines. I went and watched some highlights. We're all without planning. I've got a Super Bowl 33 championship shirt. Yes. No, this is 32.
I'm confused.
I can't see it.
Yeah, 99 Miami. Yep, that's 33.
Yes.
You're wearing the Super Bowl 32 hat.
I am.
And Justin just happens to be rocking an old school D. So it all came together. The synergy is beautiful. And I probably enjoyed preparing for this more than I should have. We'll probably be overly competitive and obsessive about this. So I can't wait. I hope you guys know you're in big trouble, though.
I am kind of worried, Andre. When we tapped you in, I was worried about this one, but I feel like this is where I feel like I'm dangerous here. I'm dangerous when it comes to the Broncos. This is what I feel comfortable with. What about you, Justin?
I'm just pumped, man. This is going to be my first season as a Denver Broncos season ticket holder. So now I feel like I'm getting in the spirit. I'm getting in the mood. Yeah, that was a little bit of a flex. I just wanted to throw that out there.
Congratulations. When did you get on the list?
I'm taking over my grandpa's tickets, which is about the only way you can get them in Denver at this point.
Know, or it's not what you know, it's who you know, right? That's the saying. Butch that a little bit.
Yeah, basically.
That's exactly right.
I will say I pretty much should not be getting season tickets because they're way more money than I have, but I think it's going to be worth it.
I'll tell you what my dad told me. It's just money. You can make more.
That's a good point.
Yes, you can. Justin, I know before we started recording, you thought this was going to be the one that pissed the most people off.
Oh, totally. I just think when you have a fan base that's as passionate as the Denver Broncos and a history as proud, there's obviously a lot of really tremendous players from various eras. You've got, you know, like 60 plus years of history. So trying to narrow it down to a list of 21 is going to be difficult. And I'm sure we're going to hurt some people's feelings as we have on every single one of these drafts, but it's going to be a whole lot of fun. Like Dre said, we're going to get competitive because I think each of us are pretty confident in our Denver Broncos history and our Denver Broncos knowledge. So I'm just pumped to do it.
I will say, I think people got to keep in mind when we do these drafts, we're not necessarily picking the best, you know, player or the best in the Rockies one, for instance. We weren't drafting the best baseball players. We're drafting the best guys that played for the Rockies that could also play rugby. Could also play rugby sevens. So that's why I picked Ty Wigginton. I'm still talking about this a week later. So I picked him. He's not the best Rocky of all time. He played for the Rockies for 1 year, and he was a utility man that looked like he worked at Home Depot. But I picked him for his ability to be a utility man and his ability to give birth to his child and tie it off the umbilical cord with the shoestrings. Did you hear about that, Dre? He did that. That's why I picked him. Incredible. I want him on my team. He could be the trainer also. He could patch people up and play a little.
That's why you got to listen to the pod. You can't just go off of the graphic. There's a lot of insight. There's a lot of analysis. You know, we're not just coming out here winging it for the graphic, but you know, people are lazy. So that's on that.
On that note specifically, Colton, how do you justify Todd Helton then?
I picked him for his quarterbacking ability. I picked him for his ability to make quick decisions, take a hit. He's got the football background leading into the football draft. That's how I justify Todd Helton.
The caveat was also we were saying you get the prime athlete. Yeah, you know what I mean? You're getting peak Todd Helton, not 07 Todd Helton.
Peak Rockies Todd Helton. And I picked him for his durability, Dre, because he played forever. And he had to be able to run a little bit to run out all those doubles, right?
You're not wrong. You're not wrong. I'm actually glad you asked that because I think that gave me a hint to make a final slight but important modification on my big board.
So this was one of the drafts too, guys. I did not make a mock. Like, I've been making mocks for the rest of these. I didn't make a mock for this one. I have my big board up, and I think I know which way I want to go. I can zig when you guys zag. I'm confident in my abilities to do this one.
We should let people know this is what Dre does. He is our NFL draft expert. You know, I happen to be one of the hosts on the draft pod, but Dre's the standard. So there's a lot of pressure. I'm hyping him up because he has the number one pick, and the more I hype him up, the more pressure it puts on him. So I'm trying to get in his head a little bit. Mess with my idol.
Yeah, no, you got in the prime spot. You want to kick this off?
Yeah, let's do it.
Because I think this is a huge debate at one. I'll be really upset with you, Justin, if you don't pick my clear-cut number two.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I've been back and forth about this all day. I've been back and forth about this since we've started this pod. I consulted with Ryan about this, and I'm actually going against his suggestion. I'm looking for two-way players. I'm looking for, yes, defenders who can tackle, but I also want the most dynamic athletes, ball in their hands, in the history of the franchise. And while it might surprise some people, or maybe it's not the first name that comes to mind, Champ Bailey is absolutely one of the most dynamic ball in his hands. A guy who played wide receiver, returned kicks at Georgia, one of the fastest, most explosive athletes. He's lean. He's tall. Will not shy away from physicality. He's going to be a really good tackler. So, yeah, at the end of the day, I'm going Champ Bailey. I may be sacrificing something here and there physicality-wise, but that's okay. I'm going to take one of the most dynamic guys, ball in your hands you can get. And he's a ball hawk, you know. I could see Champ doing some amazing stuff in a rugby sevens field.
I don't – honestly, Dre, I don't think you sacrifice anything with that. But I thought – I don't know about you, Justin. That was like my number one. That was the first guy I put down when I wrote this. And it was for everything you just said. He's a guy that's going to come up and tackle. He's a guy that can play – you know, he can play in the receiver spot. He played both ways, so you know he's going to be able to play defense. He's going to make his one-on-one tackles, and he's going to be able to carry the ball a little bit. I think that's an easy number one. I'm bummed that you picked him, to be honest. This guy I wanted on my team. And I guess while I have the stage right now, just want to give like a little tiny breakdown of rugby sevens for the people that may be unfamiliar.
Yes.
So seven players on seven players, they play on a full-size rugby pitch, 100 meters long. And it's 2 7-minute halves with a 2-minute halftime, so you need to be crazy in shape. You need to be able to make tackles like Champ Bailey, and you need to be able to fracture defenses and you know, make long runs and be able to pass, have good anticipation to pick off passes, all that good stuff. So that's just a little bit of a breakdown of rugby sevens, a very brief one. But I think Champ Bailey would be the perfect guy. for rugby sevens.
Great hands too.
Great hands.
Yeah,
can't play receiver. That was kind of a separator. Get all those picks without him.
Mm-hmm. Yep, exactly. And or play wide receiver in the SEC. All right, Justin. Let's see though. Let's see, because now I feel like the pressure's on you. I feel like Colton just justified my pick that I was so torn about. No. So I feel great.
Right, well, I'm curious as to why you were torn about him without tipping picks. Of course, is there some? Yeah. There's other people like on your.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's interesting to me.
There's one specifically because I felt like. Mm.
I mean, to me, that's just like the clear cut, easy number one. Like I know there's other. There's obviously a lot of talent on the board. Still, we've picked literally one guy Denver Broncos. So,
yeah, well, I won't give it away. I'll give it away once that player comes off the board.
I'm going to go Billy Thompson with the second pick.
Great choice.
One of the, you know, if we're talking about dynamic DBs, and there have been quite a few of them in the history of the Denver Broncos, Thompson might be at the top in terms of agility. He was a kick return specialist early in his career. He was an absolute beast at it, a pick six type guy. So, you know, that he can, you know, score. Like Dre said, we want guys that are going to be able to contribute both ways. He's going to be able to make the tackles. I think it's a safe pick. There's two or three guys here who I really considered, but with Dre going Champ Bailey, I'm going to go with the other most dynamic defensive back, in my opinion, and Billy Thompson.
I like it. I see what you're talking about. I had another DB in mind, and that's who I'm going to take with my pick. I don't know if we want to talk about Billy Thompson a little bit more, or do we just want to go into my pick?
I mean, I think Billy Thompson, clear cut. It's very much the Champ Bailey mode. So, you know, I like it. I like it.
There's another DB that I also considered, and we'll see if Colton takes him. But
yeah, and I'm glad we're all thinking DB heavy, because that's definitely what I was leaning on.
Yeah, I think you need some DBs. I guess I'll go ahead and tip my hand just a bit here. My big board's very DB and receiver heavy.
Yeah.
I think it just kind of makes sense with how much those guys are running and just what they're asked to do. They carry similar skill sets, especially for the sevens game. But the DB I'm going to take is actually a newer one, and I'm going to take Aqib Talib. I want a big guy. He's going to come up and make tackles like you just talked about. His return ability, if he's getting the ball, he's going to probably take it to the house. What did he have here in Denver? 9? Is that what he finished with at the end of his tenure? I think Aqib would be – I think he would be perfect for this, like sneakily. Sneaky perfect pick for this. And I want a guy that's gonna get in your head a little bit too. He's gonna let you know.
I want a guy that's going to trash talk. I also want a guy that's going to stand up for his teammates, and that's Aqib Talib. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was willing to go to war for Chris Harris. They go low on him. He's coming at you for the rest of the game. I mean, also an epic, you know, post-game rant type guy. He's going to fire the entire squad up. I think it's a good pick. That's not who I was thinking, and I did have him on my big board, but I think that's a solid pick.
I had a few other guys on my list, but I really wanted to keep, so... could be classified as a bit of a reach, but I just think he's built so perfect for it. He's a guy I know that's going to study the game like crazy, so that he knows what he's getting himself into.
You're a big like leadership guy. You want that? That's a key for you.
Yes, I want a leader, and I know Aqib will. He like just said, he'll beat somebody's ass if he needs to, and that's the rule in rugby: one's in, you're all in. Obviously, we need him to stay on the field. It's got to be warranted, but I like Aqib there. Wrapping around, I guess, he kick off the second round. I think I'm going to go receiver here, and I'm going to take Demaryius Thomas. You know, his recent retire, all the news around him retiring just kind of kicked up all the memories of how big he actually was, how strong he was, and how he could move for a guy that big and strong. And I would like that guy somewhere in my midfield, honestly. Like give him second receiver. Put him at 12 and give him the ball and see what he can do. I could just picture him, right? Like all those little bubble screens they drew up for him. Like you could do something like that. Get everybody over committing, give him a ball on the inside line and just have him hit the hole and he's off to the races. So I want DT.
Was he your top ranked receiver too, Justin? He was mine.
Yeah. I mean, if we're talking about just pure like specimen type athletes, just absolute beast. If you put Demaryius Thomas in most situations, he's just going to be the best athlete on the floor. You know, you put him on a basketball court, he's going to be dunking on people. You put him on the rugby pitch, he's going to be running through people. When he hit full stride, he was a tank. I was at that game against the Arizona Cardinals where they just absolutely torched him. And he had a play where they threw him a bubble screen like you're talking about. and he just outran about six players on his way for an 80-yard touchdown. He's, in my opinion, the most underappreciated Denver Bronco of the modern era, at least. And I got a lot of love for DT. I'm glad he's going to retire a Bronco.
What I love for him about this game is that Georgia Tech background, the ability to block in the run game, not shine away one bit. In fact, arguably one of the like most physical receivers in Broncos history. You think of diva wide receivers, he's not that at all. He's trying to get his nose dirty. And so you love him for this. And I mean, Colton, with Champ, with Billy Tom, all these guys, a key in a game of 7-on-7 is making guys miss, because all of a sudden you've got the numerical advantage. DT can do that in spades, as you guys were talking about with the screen game stuff.
He can run through. He can, obviously, we know he can throw a mean stiff arm. In rugby, they call that a fend. You know, we think back to that playoff game, that quick slant from Tim Tebow. He threw a big old fend. So we know he could do that. And like you just said, he's going to stick his nose in there and block. So I know he's going to get involved in the rucks, which is important for stealing the ball and retaining possession. And I have a hunch that DT can make tackles too. You know, he's a big, big, strong guy. He'll probably stick his nose in there and make a couple tackles. So I'm very happy with my first two picks there. We'll go ahead and kick it back to Justin for his second pick.
I'm gonna keep on the defensive back train, although there's a couple of receivers that I am tempted to take here. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to go with another cornerback, Louis Wright, who also had a track background.
Great pick.
Another just electric athlete. Mm-hmm. He was, you know, deceptively more physical than I think people remember him for, going back and watching some videos of him.
Yeah.
And I just think he's one of the best all-around athletes in Denver Broncos history. And that's why I really like his, you know, potential on the rugby pitch.
That's a good pick. He's for sure on my list for all the reasons that you just said. I just chose to go a little bit different direction, but I like the team that you're building thus far.
Yeah, can't go wrong with Billy Thompson, Louis Wright as you're starting to close out the second round. The guy who I was torn with over Champ is still available for me. I'm going Steve Atwater. I want that tone setter. I want a guy with that kind of build who can run like a man that's 30 pounds lighter. You know, in a straight line, he's going to be vicious. He'll run you over. He'll run around you. Endurance wise, I think that's where Steve's really going to, you know, he was part of a different era of football where you had to have a different type of toughness and stuff. He's going to be just a grinder, give you everything in those 7 minutes. So, I kind of feel like I was able to add thunder and lightning with Champ and Steve.
And also going to win the popular vote with him, which helps. Well, you're trying to win too. You know, I'm going a little too old school here for Twitter potentially.
I think so. I think so. Yeah.
I'm already making excuses.
Yeah. No doubt.
So Steve was certainly on my list. The way I had my DBs ranked was actually Champ Bailey, then Aqib Talib, then Steve Atwater. But I think that's a solid pick all around. Any worried about friendly fire there?
Could be. No, I think we've got enough space to where we'll be fine.
I'm just kidding. Yeah, Steve Atwater would be awesome. I would love to see Steve Atwater play rugby. I remember like the year that I was at the Broncos every day, and I just seeing like how big he was. Just like, that is nuts, dude. Like you are literally a giant.
Yeah. He'd be playing on the edge if he was playing right now.
That's what I was going to say. He would definitely be an edge specialist in the modern league, and he would kill at it. He'd be really good at it.
Yeah.
All right, Dre, you want to kick us off in the third round here?
I'm sticking with my theme, bad dudes, first round talents, which means they check off a lot of boxes, and two-way potential. And with my third pick, I'm going with DJ Williams, one of my favorite linebackers growing up, famously played for one of the greatest college football teams in all time in those early 2000 Miami squads, and was a star linebacker as a high schooler in Miami. That's going to serve him really well. And now I feel like I was able to check off those boxes with the That's size. I've got a bigger field to pick from when I need to go with, you know, my outside more twitched up speedsters. So yeah, that's why I prioritize DJ a bit more here for his two-way potential.
I like that pick. DJ, obviously a tackling machine. Your team right now is not going to miss many tackles, and they're probably going to hurt a lot of people in the process because they all tackled pretty hard. I was light on linebackers in my big board. So after we did the CU one, I had a conversation with Mark Bullock, who's the director of rugby for the Colorado Exos. So this is, it's kind of interesting to hear what, like he said, because this, we're, the reason we're doing this draft is obviously as we prepare for the Olympics next week, I guess the week that this is coming out, you know, Olympics will be starting up, but it's in light of what's happening with the Colorado Exos, right? They're trying to take all these athletes, all these, you know, superior athletes and teach them how to play rugby. Obviously, a lot of these guys are football athletes. And when we did the CU one, he was looking at the list that nobody picked Jeremy Bloom. He was upset about that. He did include him in honorable mention, but we didn't pick him. And he was like, you got to pick Jeremy Bloom. And then he also was saying, like a lot of the linebacker picks, obviously, aside from Landman, he was just like, I just think those guys are going to be too big. And so obviously DJ Williams, he's going to be a little smaller than some of the other guys, you know, relatively speaking. He's not a small man, but having to play in the middle, he's got to be in good shape. He's got to be running around. What did he have, like 5 or 6 years where he put up 100 tackles a year? Yep. So he's a tackling machine. He's durable. Was one of my favorite players when I was a kid too.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm really tempted to just stick with what I've been doing, but I feel like I gotta win some fanfare at some point, and because of that, I'm gonna go Von Miller in the third round. I think his athleticism would translate. I don't worry about him size-wise if we're talking about linebackers being too bulky. You know, he's a little bit sleeker, obviously really quick in his prime. I think he's going to bring some physicality to my team, which maybe they needed a little bit. I don't have quite the edge that Dre's team has. So I'm going with Von Miller.
I like it. That was, you know, obviously one of the linebackers I had on my team. And like you said, he's a statue, dude. He's built out of stone. He can run for day. We've seen what he could do, you know, carrying the ball just a little bit on some of those picks that he gets and scooping up fumbles and whatnot.
He played a little bit of running back in high school too. Mm-hmm. So I think he's a guy that could be a two-way impact guy for me.
I like it.
And like, him and DJ oversized for rugby sevens, but like such otherworldly rare athletes, like even forget the size.
Right.
That they might just be rule breakers in a game like this.
I mean,
they're going to take the right angles too.
You're totally correct, because they're not talking about just like your standard guy you see at the gym or something. Like, we're talking about,
this isn't Josie Jewell.
Yeah,
this
the
is,
best
you know,
pass rusher in the history of the Broncos, right? So exactly. That's a good point, Dre. That's something people should keep in mind. And I'm gonna follow you guys. I'm gonna jump on the linebacker train here too. I'm gonna take my all time favorite linebacker of all time. That's Al Wilson.
Give me Al Wilson.
Give me a guy. Again, I just want a tackling machine. I think it's important, especially in sevens. Like, you got to make your 1-on-1 tackles. I strayed away from that just a little bit, obviously, with Demaryius Thomas. I think he could make some 1-on-1 tackles, but I'm gonna get back to my tackling roots and take Al Wilson there.
I like it.
Fans are gonna love it. I mean, Al Wilson was just one of those guys that if you're a part of a certain generation, you just loved him.
Oh, yeah.
And, I mean, probably the hardest-hitting Bronco post-2000. I mean, I don't know. There's a couple of people that are in that conversation. But
an authentic thumper. Yeah.
He's a thumper. I like it. All right, I guess.
It's a shame the way things ended with him. I hope him and the Broncos can make up at some point. Because
it seems like the kind of mending.
We're getting there a little bit. We need him like back honored on the field, let the stadium show the love, the whole nine yards.
Colton, he's not too big.
See, but this is where you guys threw me off my game a little bit. I don't think he is, though. Like, I think, again, like the fact that he's playing like more in the middle, like, saves me there, because he is proven that he's not, you know, just a run straight ahead type of guy. Like, he's dropping back a little bit. I think the fact that he is in the middle moving around a little bit more helps me. But he might be too big. He might be like just on the threshold of what I'm looking at. It's a 6'2", 240. Right. But I think like in the CU one, for instance, I took Alfred Williams, and what did he clock in at?
Totally. Right. Yeah. He's much bigger, but right again, such a stud athlete.
Because like what's Landman weigh?
Yeah, I mean you're talking about in the 250s.
Yeah, and I know for a fact that Landman somebody, he would be fine. See, yeah. Landman is what, 6'3"? Let's see what he's weighing. Maybe this is bad. 235. So he's 5 pounds lighter, 3 inches taller. I don't know. I think he'd be okay. But I guess just like for reference, I don't even know what the biggest like guy on the USA Sevens team. Like I was looking up Danny Barrett yesterday. Danny yeah. Barrett's like 6'3". I think he's weighing in a 220. So that's uh-huh. that's a solid 20 pounds heavier than arguably the biggest guy like on USA Sevens team. So I don't know. But like you said, this is Al Wilson we're talking about. This isn't Joe Schmo out yeah, there.
Yeah, so. For sure. And I mean, you're giving them speed on the outside.
Yeah, and that's exactly.
We can
it.
Hide them a bit more in a box.
Put them in the middle and have them yeah. make tackles and steal the ball and then pass it out to DT for me. I like that. I guess moving into my fourth round pick, guys. This one is going to piss a lot of people off. I think. No, I'm not going to do it yet. I'm going to go back to. I'm not going to do it.
Do it.
No, I'm not doing it. I'm going back to receiver. I'm take Brandon Marshall.
That's a good pick. I had him great. Definitely high on my board.
I'm going to take Brandon Marshall.
I hadn't even thought of Brandon Marshall. I'm like 28 deep. I didn't have Brandon Marshall on there. That's a phenomenal pick.
Yeah, got to take Brandon Marshall. I remember like my intro to Brandon Marshall. I was like in my room watching a late night game, and he was doing everything. Again, taking little bubble screens, giving big old stiff arms. I'd like a guy like that on my team.
I went to Jay Cutler's first start, and it was against the Seattle Seahawks. I believe on Sunday Night Football, it might have been Monday Night Football, and he had a play in that game where they just kind of dumped it to him on the sideline. He broke about mm-hmm. six tackles and took it up 70 yards for a touchdown. People forget how athletic he was and just how hard he was to bring down. He was huge. He was strong, yeah. but he was so quick and shifty. I mean, he really was... He was a highlight machine. He was just one of those must-watch type guys, and that's a great pick, great value too.
I guess
the Cal Orton season too. He was doing stuff like that left and right.
We're obviously talking about the receiver. That's what I meant. I would just like to get that out there. I was not talking about linebacker Brandon Marshall. I was talking about receiver. I said that.
Good clarification, though.
I said receiver.
The linebacker Brandon Marshall athletic enough to fit in this
game. Oh yeah, for sure he could. Yeah, I just wanted to make it clear taking receiver there.
It's important to be done. We'll let the graphics team know.
Yeah, we'll have to let them know. We're wide receiver. That's a good point. I should mark that in the notes.
Yeah,
and the log has been updated.
Exactly.
All right, Justin. We'll save the. We'll piss people off later. We'll move into Justin's pick now.
Oh man,
I'm going Shannon Sharp, who might be just on the verge of too big if we're talking about height wise, but he's just going to be a freight train. You put somebody that's that strong. That athletic out on the field, he's just going to be a mismatch and he's going to be hard to bring down. He's going to shit talk so much that it drives the other team insane. I love it. I love Shannon Sharp. I want him on my team. He's a guy you want to play with, not against.
Yeah. Like you just said, the trash talk alone would be enough to rattle me. I would not be able to think about what I was trying to do, what I'm, my goals for that day. 6'2", 228. I don't think he's too tall, Justin. I think that's like, again, he looks like a Greek god. He still looks like he could play on your rugby team totally. Right now.
I would take modern Shannon Sharp even. But if I get prime Shannon Sharp,
which you do,
no,
which is
no question.
Rules,
yeah.
That's a good pick. Again,
well, he is aided by being an undersized tight end.
Yeah, exactly.
That's true. Yeah.
And I don't know about you guys. My tight end board is very slim. Very slim. Like he's obviously on it.
I didn't include any.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, I just was worried they were too. Again, I went to watch highlights. I was like, oh my God, these guys are small.
Yeah, that's one thing. And that's, I'm glad that you brought that up. We say this every week, Drabo. You don't have to be big to play sevens, which is another common misconception. Yeah. I feel like when people are looking at the graphic and they're sending us very mean tweets, you don't have to be big. And I said it before, look up Jerry Tuai. He's the captain of Fiji. Fiji Sevens team. He they just won gold at the last thing. He's like 5'8". He was like a little like fire hydrant, but he runs like crazy, and he just floats. Like, he's super quick on his feet. You don't need to be big.
Yeah, and it's just a combination of a million different factors. It's not just strength and power. It's also endurance and speed and all those other things. Holy cow, I can't believe you guys did this to me. Because I have back-to-back picks. And I thought I would have spared us of this for one more round, but I guess not. So anyways, I'm taking Dennis Smith because to pair Dennis Smith with Steve Atwater, and you guys done messed up by letting
That's
Dennis
who I was going to take, and then I took Shannon Sharp, and I feel like that was probably a miss on my part. I thought I could sneak around and come back and get him.
Another first rounder. An all-time great safety, just perfect size measurements to fit all of this. I mean, he held his high school high jump record, just an otherworldly athlete. And we're going to have the athleticism to make things happen.
And like you said, pair him up. That's good stuff there.
Mm-hmm. Right. I mean, how can you go wrong? And that makes the top four guys on my board, all on my team. I hate this, but
please say it. Please.
Colton, explain to me why he selected Todd Helton. And that was enough for me to move Tim Tebow up to fifth on my board.
That's good. That's a good pick, Drake. Don't be ashamed of this.
Okay,
that's
so listen. This is the best option quarterback of the last 20 years. You're telling me that doesn't translate to rugby sevens? Have you guys ever been on YouTube and seen a Tebow workout? You think that's not going to translate to rugby sevens? You're telling me that guy's not going to spit blood for you for 7 minutes and be in the huddle, those little four-man scrums, Colton? Bro, yeah. I don't want to go against Tebow in a four-man scrum.
He could easily play prop. Like, he could be your prop. That's a great pick, Andre, because what was Tim Tebow bad at?
Throwing the ball.
Forward. He could throw it backwards. That's all you need to do. You just
one of the greatest backwards throwing quarterbacks of all time.
That's a great pick. That's what I was going to do with the last one, but then I was just scanning my notes, and I was like, wait, Brandon Marshall is a little bit better pick than Tim Tebow, but Tim Tebow's not a bad pick at all. That's a great pick. I'm glad that you did it. I wanted him, obviously, but I'm glad somebody did it. Justin, you have any thoughts on this?
Those were Dennis Smith and Tim Tebow were the two guys I had next highlighted. So Dre's absolutely killing me, but that's great value. Dennis Smith shouldn't have fallen as far as he did. No. That was bad on our part, and we're going to take a little bit of heat.
But he went. That's all that matters. He went, and I think we did a good job describing, breaking down our other picks. So, it's no shade. And also, I don't know, has Dennis Smith and Tim Tebow ever been like talked about in the same like breath before, other than like, well, they just both played for the Broncos at some point in time.
Exactly. And honestly, with Tim Tebow, my streak of first rounders continues. So I will say, Colton, I'm slightly concerned that I'm a bit too big now.
Well, you have two picks to rectify it, if that's how you feel.
DJ, Tebow, Atwater, even Dennis Smith. Like, we're a pretty big team.
Large team. Mm-hmm. And yeah, you could run into a team if we're all playing each other in a three-team tournament. That would be kind of small and weird. But if we're all playing, each other, you could run into a team with some faster guys. It might cause you a little bit of problems. But, your team can tackle. I bet Tim Tebow could tackle.
Yep, exactly.
He will his team. Yeah, he's just a winner.
I assumed that we were playing each other's teams.
We are. There's
you guys have the you guys have the trash talkers. Justin's got Shannon Sharp. You've got Aqib Talib. I just added Tebow.
Yeah,
so he's like, Tebow's gonna mix it up with that.
Nice hit, brother.
Yeah, exactly.
Nice tackle, brother. Way to steal the ball.
I've got the nicest guys with
also a Steve miracle Atwater worker. Isn't there like somebody passed out at like the Mets minor league thing and he like revived them just with his presence? I think he did that on an airplane too. He snatches victory from the jaws of defeat better than arguably anybody else.
And like popular in places like Thailand and stuff where they play some great sevens, right? So
that's a good point.
There you go.
You'll have the most supporters most likely.
Yep, exactly.
Great pick, Dre. Don't be ashamed of that at all. People are not going to like it, but if they listen to the show, they'll understand.
Yeah, they will. Absolutely.
I'm going to go Terrell Davis.
Can't go wrong.
Insane that he fell this far, too, I think.
Next guy on my board, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the value is just there at this point. Obviously, his first highlight ever was laying the wood in that preseason game in Japan.
Point.
So
he didn't even think
he's going to be able to be physical.
Point.
He's shifty. I need a guy that I can just pitch it to and let him take it to the house, and TD is going to be that guy for me.
Yep. Love that. Wow.
It's a great pick, Justin. Obviously, surprised he fell that far, but I didn't, like I said, I didn't even think about that. I didn't even think about the Tokyo.
I forgot all of that. Honestly, I'd probably take him ahead of Tebow had I remembered that.
I watched that clip 15 times this morning. And I almost wore my Terrell Davis jersey on here, but I didn't want to give it away. I didn't want to give anything away. Then I almost put on my Von Miller jersey, and I was like, you want to know what? No jersey.
Yeah, that's smart. And we could justify, you know, maybe the migraine issue is you know, a little bit too much, because he can't really, like, get subbed out. Like, if he just gets a migraine, he's just out, because games are so short. Like, his migraine's not going to be over by the time.
Don't you put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby.
I'm just saying, that's a fact. We're talking about facts. He made a big tackle in Tokyo, and he got a migraine a lot.
That's fair. He also had a Super Bowl MVP and a regular season MVP.
Again, facts.
As long as he remembers his meds, I think he's okay.
The balance of the pick there.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, to me, I'm going to stick with the running back. I'm going to take Floyd Little.
Oof, great pick.
He needed to go. I'm glad that. Yeah.
Great pick.
Needed somebody that could tote the rock a little bit. You know, he'll be a nice compliment to go with Demaryius Thomas, Brandon Marshall, in terms of my offensive skill positions.
Mm-hmm. He ran so nasty, too. Like, he wasn't the biggest guy or the fastest guy, but he was shifty and he ran mean. And, I mean, from like 68 to 73, I think he was the leading rusher in the entire league. So,
yeah,
that's a great pick.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I'm very happy to have Floyd Little on my team. And again, I guess we can talk about a little bit more as we get to the end of the draft. You know, we'll go through some honorable mentions and then, you know, discuss a little bit more. But my running back, surprisingly, like, my running back list is very slim also. Like, he was the second guy, but I only had one more guy on my list.
Interesting.
Only one. So, and I'm not going to pick him right now. What do I want to do? I could go a lot of different directions here. But I think I'm going to go defense again, and I'm going to go, you know, more recent, but I'm going to take Justin Simmons. Another guy that can tackle, a very durable guy, right? Hasn't missed a play in ever. Is that correct? 3 years?
I believe so.
So I know he's going to be healthy. I know he can play all game. He's going to make a lot of tackles, good ball skills, obviously, you know, arguably the best safety in the NFL right now. I like that pick. I could put him out on the wing. I would put Justin Simmons actually like at fullback, kick in the rover position, you know, let him kind of follow the ball. If one of your team wants to kick to me, he'll be back there. You know, he can make tackles, obviously, when people break the line, just have him at the fullback, like a natural safety position.
I like that a lot.
Isn't it me now?
Yeah. It's Justin.
Oh, it is you. It is you, Justin. That's right. Good.
That would have been pandemonium. I don't think we've gone out of draft order yet. That would have been the first time. Good catch.
That would have been crazy. Yeah.
There's a couple of different ways I could go with this, but I am going to go with John Lynch. I'm not sure he's fast enough for rugby sevens, but prime John Lynch could move. And obviously that was a dude that could kill people in the open field. I just feel like he was so mean that I kind of want that presence on my team. And I don't know. I really struggled here. There's a lot of good value still left in it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm stressing about the players that are going to get left off. So already looking forward to the Twitter backlash.
That's okay. But you said he wouldn't be fast enough. I don't necessarily agree with. He's not going to be the fastest guy, but he'll be fast enough. Like, if he played safety in the NFL, you know, to cover.
Point.
Yeah. He's not going to be the fastest guy on the field, but he's going to be fast enough to give you some problems. He's going to be fast enough to knock you out. I think John Lynch is a safe pick. Another guy that, played a couple different sports. I always think that's a benefit when we're doing these, you know, good baseball player. We just did the baseball draft. You know, I think John Lynch is a great pick.
Really smart player too.
Yeah.
And I go back to back and that's it. That's it. Just in the books and we're done. Ugh. I feel like I'm probably going to lose this Twitter poll with this pick right here, but I don't care. Preparing for this exercise, this name just came to me and I was like, oh yeah, Delta O'Neal would be perfect for this game.
He would.
348 career tackles. He is third all time on the Broncos punt return yards list behind only Rick Upchurch and Billy Thompson. And he's got the size. He won Super Bowls. He was part of a really deep DB room. And he was just a dynamic returner. I remember him fondly as an important part. And I need guys on the outside who can make stuff happen for me. I've gone all in on the size and tackling. He can still give me the tackling, but he's here purely for his returnability, ability to miss guy, make guys miss. And him and Champ are really going to have to carry us on the outside. So, yeah, I think it's a phenomenal pick for this exercise. I don't know how well that plays on Twitter, but again, I don't care. I just got to stick to what I know.
I'm mad I didn't even have him on my board. That was a miss on my part.
He was on my board. That's a great pick, Andre. And I was like hesitant for the same reason that you were. I was like, I just don't know if, like, you know, people are gonna know and respect that pick. But that is a great pick. Like, he was so fast. You know, played corner primarily, so like you just said, he can make tackles, but he's also electric in the return game. So if you give him any space at all with the ball, you know, he's gone. So that's a great pick.
Right. And I'm just going to stick to someone who can be dynamic and make guys miss, provide that numerical advantage. And I'm just going to tell you right now, I strongly consider Javonte Williams, who has yet to play a game as a Bronco, because that the rookie running back out of North Carolina, man, he'll truck you, but he's got some really lightning feet to make you miss. And that's exactly the quality I'm looking for right now. But I'll never forget how tough, despite his size, Eddie Royal was. You know, that's a guy who, like, at the combine had over 20 bench press reps, was never afraid to catch it in traffic, would not shy away from contact as a runner. And frankly, I kind of think that size is going to play well, a little more elusiveness. You're going to have to really, like, get your hips squared up, to get Eddie, you know, to uproot Eddie in the open field. So I'm just going to close that out with another dynamic returner, great hands, obviously. And, you know, a guy I love, number 19, was always one of the best to root for. So give me Eddie Royal to close out my team.
I had a great Taco Bell commercial, too.
Give me the Royal. I was about to say that. Anybody so, that has a Taco Bell commercial is okay with me. We're pro cargo. We're pro Eddie Royal.
Give me the Royal treatment. That is a great pick, though. He was on my list. He was one of the last receivers I had. Not really, like, in any particular order there, but I think he would be perfect. He would be perfect. That is a bummer. That I was hoping that he might slip away there, and I could get him at the end.
I left some studs on the board.
We all did.
There's it's gonna
dude,
be
dude. That's
tough.
The cost of doing business. Impossible. That's the cost of doing really business is. When we're literally picking 21 guys. Like, we're not gonna we're not gonna cover everybody. Justin, who do you have for your final pick?
I'm gonna go Rod Smith.
Yes, nice.
I don't want him to go undrafted. He's my favorite Broncos player of all time. Well, actually, Vaughn might be it at this point, but I loved him. Him and Champ, you know, if you're my age, I'm 26, like, they were basically my childhood, repping that Rod Smith jersey everywhere. He had a quarterback background, you know, a little bit, so he's a guy that can facilitate for me, but he's also athletic enough to take you to the house. And I mean, young Rod Smith was a deep threat. He was a guy that was going to beat you over the top. So I think he gets undervalued for how good of an athlete he was.
Returnability as well.
That's what I was going to say. He returned some punts and stuff, and you know, back in the day too. So I think that's a good pick. You know, like you just said, he was a deep threat in his younger days. He's not just really, he really wasn't a guy you think of as a burner, but obviously if you play in the NFL for that long, you deserve a spot on this list, and you are very literally the best receiver in Broncos history. So I like it. I think people are going to get mad that he went a little late, but that's okay. I think the people that have gone before him are respectable and understandable. And, you know, again, if people listen and pay attention to it, that's
makes sense. I almost took somebody that I think is a better rugby fit, but I need a little bit of the fan vote too. I also want to throw that out there.
Good call.
And we'll talk about him if he doesn't.
I can't wait to do the honorable mentions. My only reservation with Rod Smith, I would like a more. I'm trying to go with kind of more compact body types because, you know, open field, you got to tackle him. I worry that he's a little too long-limbed.
Yeah, he's kind of lanky. That's a good point.
Yeah, lankiness might hurt you in this game, but I don't know. You're the expert, Colton.
No, there's certainly like some tall, lengthy guys. I think Rod Smith obviously would be amazing if he had decided to play rugby instead of football. He was on my list for sure. I wasn't going to take him if you didn't take him right there, and that's because I'm going to kind of follow Dre's lead here. And I'm sacrificing defense entirely. This guy is not going to be able to tackle anybody. But again, I'm going off return ability, and this was a hard decision between this fella and Rick Upchurch. But I'm taking Trendon Holliday. I'm taking just a burner. I'm taking just a true returner. Like, I literally don't want him to do anything else in this scenario than just stand on the outside and get a pass and just run. Like, that's all I need Trendon Holliday to do. I don't need him to make the tackles. I don't need him to get in any rucks because he's very short. He's 5'5", I think, is what he was listed at. Yeah. But arguably, like, going to be the fastest guy on the field. I think the best player comparison to him is another guy we talked about on the podcast quite a bit. If you want to look up Carlin Isles, I think, is like 5'8". He was a track star turned rugby player. And this is like, that's Carlin Isles' game. He doesn't, you know, stick his nose in many tackles. He's not getting in very many rucks, but he's literally like, get him the ball in space, let him step a couple guys and just run. And I think Carlin Isles and Perry Baker's the other one. They have the most tries on the Seventh Circuit. They have over 200 tries. So it works. If we're putting him in that capacity, and it was a tough decision, like I said, between him and Rick Upchurch, because Rick obviously a little bit bigger. He's maybe a guy I could count on to make a couple of tackles, where that's not going to be the case with Trendon Holliday. It's going to be a tough look that, you know, Pat McAfee is trucking him. But I like it. I feel confident he was one of the guys that came to mind when I first was putting together the list, and I was not going to take him any higher than seventh round, but I'm glad I got him.
You're going to take some heat for that one online for the people that don't listen to the justification.
I am, but
if we're talking about his dynamic ability, you're not just wrong. Just
ball in hand.
But also, is he going to fumble?
It's okay, though. As we've talked about, like, ball security is obviously important, but it's not the end of the world if you turn the ball over to rugby, right? Like, you can get it back immediately, whereas that's not the case in football. That is a good point, though. But again, if I'm taking him at seven, I'm very pleased with that. And anybody that gives me crap for this online, like, I will come at you on Twitter. Like, I've been very reserved, like, with a couple of these, you know. Maybe some criticism is warranted there. I don't think any criticism is warranted for the role I want him to play that I just clearly laid out.
Love it.
That's my spiel.
There were some all-time greats that didn't get picked.
There are. And before we jump into the honorable mentions, I'll go ahead and read everyone's draft. So Dre has Champ Bailey, Steve Atwater, DJ Williams, Dennis Smith, Tim Tebow, Delta O'Neal, Eddie Royal. Justin has Billy Thompson, Louis Wright, Vaughn Miller, Shannon Sharp, Terrell Davis, John Lynch, and Rod Smith. I have Aqib Talib, Demaryius Thomas, Al Wilson, Brandon Marshall, the wide receiver, Floyd Little, Justin Simmons, and Trendon Holliday. Let's jump into some honorable mentions.
Wow. Those are some strong teams. Highest rated on my board honorable mention is Ed McCaffrey. Exactly what we said about DT, minus the like otherworldly athleticism, but super physical wideout, has the ample speed. He could definitely tackle some guys. I think of how he run blocked, and, you know, hands would be phenomenal. He'd still be dynamic in the open field.
I really almost took him over Rod Smith. Nostalgia, you know, kind of barely tipped him. And it's not necessarily the best draft strategy, I'll admit. But yeah. I think I'm going to win some fan vote for it too. So I'll take it.
No, great point. He was for sure on my list. Realistically, like everyone from my DB, my short list of DBs and wide receivers got picked, with the exception of Upchurch. But I, you know, I talked about why. Well, one quarterback I thought could actually be good. I obviously didn't pick him, but I think Jake Plummer could like be sneaky good at this. And he was the only other quarterback I had on my list. It was Tim Tebow and Jake Plummer. Just being realistic, you know, I guess we'll go ahead and address Elway. I don't think Elway would be good at this. Would be like the best sevens player of all time when we're getting into just the other athletes and the other options that you have available that we obviously just went through. I wouldn't take John Elway.
Yeah,
maybe in 15s, but not 7s.
Yeah, in 15s, like for sure, he could play like 10, where he's more of a distributor and like, you know, because oddly enough, like when I was going through all the rushing touchdown leaders, like he's pretty high. He's got 33 because he could run around a little bit, but in a game of just like pure speed and athleticism, there's just better options than John Elway.
Yeah.
I have one more quarterback for you guys that I had on my list, and that's Marlon Briscoe. He was actually the first professional black quarterback in American history. Also played wide receiver, was a 3-time conference winner in college. He was just a great athlete. So I think he probably would have translated, but I was worried not enough people would know who he was when it came down to the vote. That's why I almost took in the seventh round as well. I have one more DB too. Steve Foley, the franchise's all-time leader in interceptions, a guy who could take it back the other way as well. I think the DBs that we took are better athletes and more physical, but I think, you know, Foley is at least in the conversation.
I have four DBs. The fourth, I'm kind of going to kick myself for not taking.
I have Brian Dawkins too.
Well, there you go. Brian Dawkins is Weapon the first X. one who I thought would have really fit. Darren Williams is a guy whose talents 100% translated. Kareem Jackson definitely fits. How about Pac-Man Jones?
Yeah, good. You know, like you said, returnability.
For that Trent Williams, spot basically. Yeah, that's a good those one are a too. Few other DBs I definitely had on my short list.
I'm ashamed to say I didn't even consider Darren Williams. That's a tough look for me.
Yeah, well, to close this out, I looked at punt return leaders in franchise history. So that's where I was able to uncover a lot of these, like some Delta O'Neils and Darren Williams.
Yeah, that's a good one. And I was doing the same thing earlier, too, when I was looking at return, you know, return records and all that good stuff. And that's how I...
There's a lot of linebackers that were in the mix. You know, I mean, obviously, Randy Gratishar didn't go, you know, Tom Jackson didn't go, Carl Mecklenburg didn't go. I wasn't sure if they were fast enough. I really considered Bill Romanowski a guy who could really move in his prime, and he's just going to be mean.
I mean, if you look at our boards, though, we only took three, and it was all in the third round. That was a linebacker round, right? So, just going to be lighter on linebackers just because it's not – like, again, when you look at what sevens is, it's going to be more towards the DBs and receivers and returners, kind of like we did. So,
and Mecklenburg, like Elway, but more so is – probably one of my top three guys on my board if we're doing 15s.
Yeah, there you go. Put him at the second row. He'd be a monster. But
totally. Well, and that versatility would so. But sevens, such a different game that, right, we are just lacking enough.
Right. My only other running back, in case you guys are interested, was Clinton Portis.
No Peyton Hillis mentions.
No.
I had Clinton up there. Well, I guess Javonte as well, and I thought CJ Anderson would kind of
he was another one. I just think, again, he probably was like a little bit better suited for the 15s game, maybe just because he's like a little bit more of a little bowling ball guy.
Same with Mike Anderson probably.
I'm kind of surprised that Phil Lindsay didn't go, but just because he went in our CU one. But I guess in that same light, I was trying to think of two-way guys. I think Spencer Larson deserves a mention. So he's, I guess, kind of a running back, linebacker. Could play special teams too, but that would have done me no good in this draft if I if I ventured out there and picked Spencer Larson, I don't think.
So. Well, I think we took the exercise really seriously and didn't push those like physical limits too far, you know.
I did have Fant. I did have Fant on my tight end list. I thought that,
and maybe that would have been interesting.
I'm taking the bait on these workout videos of him like running up Red Rocks and stuff. I'm falling into the summer trap of watching Instagram workout videos. But I think Noah Fant would be pretty good at sevens.
He ran a 4.5 flat.
Riley Odoms, maybe, who is kind of Shannon Sharp before Shannon Sharp. Haven Moses, you know, again, one of the best wide receivers in Broncos history. They're, like we said, it's impossible to get everybody. Sammy Winder. I mean, there were so many guys.
I thought about Julius Thomas, two-way player. But not he is couldn't he physical be physical enough, enough to block. Right. Honestly, wide receiver-wise, I think Sutton should be way up there.
Him and Judy were both on my list.
Yeah,
it's a guy that really fits.
I probably should have took Sutton over Rod Smith if we're talking about guys that would just be pure dynamic athletes and on the rugby pitch.
I think with the drops would be a problem with Judy. Like, I know I just said that fumbling is not that big of a deal, but if you just like don't catch the ball or whatever, like just a quick turnover,
you still need to advance.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. At least give yourself get some territory before you cough it up.
Yeah. Yeah. Which I think KJ would have hit in the role that we would have, you know, Upchurch and Trenton Holiday and Eddie Royal playing, you know,
for sure.
As that pure outside dude. Yeah.
Oh, this was fun.
Melvin Gordon.
Yeah.
He was prime Melvin Gordon really fits this game, you know.
Yeah.
So that'd be my last honorable mention to mention. Yeah.
I think we did a good job.
Elvis Dumervil.
I think he was a guy I considered, but again, let's see what his measurables were.
Like 5'11".
Yeah. I don't think he wasn't Elvis the fastest guy in the world.
I think he's too heavy.
Yeah, and I mean, bulky, his talent is his hip flexibility and arm length versus size. So he creates all that leverage, but then has the long limbs to kind of mess with you.
He's 5'11", 250. That's what I felt pushing the limits with DJ Williams at 6'2", 240. Yeah. Al Wilson. I think you can make the case that that's arguably my worst pick. And if Al Wilson's my worst pick, I can live with that.
Yeah, for sure. I predict that Justin won the poll with his final five Ring of Fame picks.
Yeah, I definitely am going to get some fan favorite, but I don't know if John Lynch was the best pick in hindsight. I think there are a couple going through this, talking about some of these guys we missed on. I think there were probably especially if I'm getting Broncos John Lynch or, you know, Buccaneers John Lynch. But
what do you guys think about Chris Harris? I feel like we didn't talk about him literally at all.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Good point.
I think he'd be fine, but I don't think he's better than any of the DBs that we took.
I think he gets hurt by the lack of super duper raw athleticism, right?
Yeah. Because he's another guy kind of in that same, I guess, going back to the Rockies one, when we were talking about Nolan, maybe not the best. Pound for pound, overall athlete, but he's good at what he does. And, you know, again, like you just said, he would be fine, but I wouldn't have taken him over any of the DBs that we picked anyway. This was fun, man. I like this one. This is one that, and this kind of went how I expected it to go. We've done a couple of these. This is, I think, our fifth one now. So it's been fun to just see everyone's strat. I feel like we were all on kind of the same page in this one.
DBs were definitely the focal point here.
Yeah. I think that's fair. That's good.
All around talents. I ended up drafting all first rounders except for Eddie Royal. Even Delta O'Neal was a first rounder. Everyone with that size speed requirement.
Where did you have Eddie Royal slotted?
Man, the thing about Eddie, he was actually kind of low, 21st on my list. I could have easily gone with any of the other running backs or returners like Darren Williams or Pac-Man Jones or even KJ Hamler on my list.
Yeah.
I just felt Eddie at 100, you know, he was almost 200 pounds at that stocky frame.
Yeah.
He would be great for seven. Yeah,
he could fly.
He really could.
I think I would have taken him if you didn't take him with Mr. Relevant. I would, I would have flipped those, obviously. Yeah. That was fun. Oh, I think we did a good job covering all the bases, guys. Like I said, there's going to be some people upset, but hey, you can't please everybody. People are going to be mad about anything. If they listen to the show, they'll understand we did a good job. I'm very pleased with my team. I hope you guys are pleased with your teams as well. I'm looking forward to seeing what the poll decides. We'll leave it to the people. Thanks so much for joining me, guys. That was a good time.
Thanks for having me again, man.